rather have plenty money for my backyard. Plenty money for my house, yo. No recession for where you dey. Oluwa visit me, I dey wait yo. Ale tolo, moti mo, tele, tele, o. Efun mi lo, mi o ni ya yo, kayo. Baba bless me, yo, I don't go, tingi, yo. Try me make you see, I don't go, tingi, money, money, ego, ego. Ake kanu go. Make me add up, Baba. I don't want to see you talk more, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby. I need more, baby. Tori, let me see me, baby. Family, me, baby. Have mercy on me and give me good life. The last thing, peace of mind. Every day, as I dey grind, make your favor follow me, Baba. Money, money,
Alright, my people, I salute and welcome now this beautiful morning to Inform Me Radio, and this now our business and lifestyle program Inform Me with Olayemi and Co. And now in our country, continent, and world sister, the one and only Olayemi voice for the
well, that noise day.
Now, Mr. President, side, now that voice, that noise go to come from so.
No, not with my side. My side is very clear.
Now your side now. Why they deny now?
Not in my side though. If you're my side, that means my network. Because I didn't hear myself.
You did what?
I didn't hear myself. That means your phone is on loudspeaker now. No, okay.
All right. Mr. President, take it away. Meet our people.
Okay, ma, take it away. Thank you very much. I'd like to take it away. My name is Oga Modu this morning. I didn't hear feedback on my phone.
Mm.
Yes, I'm hearing myself.
Okay.
Anyhow. My name is Oga Modu.
Okay.
Senior brother and president of the Union of the People of Africa and India, a big morning this morning.
Okay, Amber.
Good morning, everybody. We talk about God, say, we see the opportunity to see today. Well, the sound back is you get as a bill.
The what?
There's a return on the voice.
Okay. Echo. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
You didn't hear me? It's echo.
Can you hear me?
Oh, God, I didn't hear you clear. Bless me, I didn't hear you clear.
No, the voice is better now.
So I think it's studio network.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Now they hear you very clear. So that feedback right here, bless up on studio.
Okay. Madam, hearing us?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
I don't know, sir. But I don't think so. Because she was there, she will respond. She will not respond.
Hello, can you hear me now? Hello.
Can you hear us? Maybe we go end the call. Make sure you connect us again. Bless the network. Don't cut out.
Okay.
But okay. We get the same call, Abby.
Can you hear me now?
Can
you laugh and
we are hearing you now. You see, I tell her say now outside the network arranged yesterday. You know, I agree. See now.
We not go report ourselves.
God. Now after the whole thing meeting, say we are the one network on that side.
All right, I'm
back.
God. Yeah,
very valuable people of Nigeria. We thank everybody this morning. Say some areas are gradually getting a reduced heat. Why some are still experiencing it? Whichever way, rain don't start small, and we pray to bring blessing and not destruction to the people. My people, we thank God we don't come again. Abiladi Omoakau. We just have to look into the money tea on Informing Radio this morning. Political power and power obtained from the people and therefore must be controlled by the people, while traditional power and power given by God, it is a birthright and is to be enforced by the people. The way the matter will go this morning, there are some set of people that every country, every local government, every state, and every senatorial district, every state, every region should be afraid of, including every continent. But today, we will look at those people that you ought to be scared of. When I use the word scared, does not mean that you should run. I'm only saying the word scared here stands for trust. Never believe. them. And so when they say one thing, we scared to even just accept it. View and go and investigate. You will find out that it is actually the opposite they meant. Now, what thing make us the talk this morning? I read something when IMF, International Monetary Fund, when they submit thief money when it be their own to their own country to enhance their whatever. They talk, say, they advised Tinubu to remove subsidy because subsidy was going to the rich. So this morning we want to talk about some set of people when every indigenous person suppose they fear and never grant the word trust. People, when they provide economic solutions and yet are your problem. Another set of people when you need to never in your life release trust for. People when they create and constantly provide hope and yet they actually are the one that stole the hope. People when they sit down and promise palliative when there was no need for it, but constantly use your the data of collision of palliative to make themselves better off than they were minutes before the release of the palliative or the discussion. Those who went constantly, they move from place to place to start looking for people when they go look at to be vulnerable. And yet, they made these same people vulnerable. Another set of people when you need to be very scared of and never let anything called trust exist between you and them. Now, people when they always tell you, I am the solution, not we are the solution. Every day, we will see that each time a new person comes into power, the former trouble seems to be outdated and the new one erupts from nowhere. And that was the same man when stood on the podium, come begin to tell you how much of a solution you had to the challenges. So, the question is, who was supposed to be the person that we should trust during election? Who is supposed to be the person that we should trust during challenges? Is a man that think of how to use policies in solving the problem and not promises. Is a man that is not even willing to let any problem begin. He works to prevent and never allow it to begin, to provide palliative measures to solving them. People you should trust are those people who work day and night to see how there will be no economic crackdown instead of cracking down and not making provision for solution. People you should trust are those who are in the helm of security affairs that are working day and night selflessly to see how they prevent crime instead of allowing it to happen and then they start pursuing it. Indigenous people, run preventive measure on both economy, security, and every other thing instead of running palliative and defensive approach to any of this. Those who always come to us keep deceiving us with the same pattern and approach. Why those who actually have the solution have always been thinking of what we must do never to allow this kind of incident come back. If a father and a mother head the meeting at night in the room to think of how their children have to be hungry first before they start to cook, they are not actually willing to be fathers and mother. But what they do, they take decisions of the time a mother should wake, make provision for food before the children will wake, so that when they shout hunger, there is something to prevent the hunger. There is something already waiting for the child to eat. Vladimir Putin said, Nigeria do not have a problem. The only problem they have is leadership. Because the leaders are visionless, they are not kind of people who goes about economic prevention, but economic pursuit. And we discovered that in recent research, every man who have gotten to one position or the other is always looking for how he will suddenly turn a god in one community. And that by that, to one local government, and by extension to a senatorial zone, and then to the state, that whatever he says, nobody goes against it. And if people must rise, it means that he has to follow them up and annihilate them before their name will be mentioned. Therefore, indigenous people, we could not take decision today not to look for and listen to promise givers, but people who gives you policies to prevent issues from happening, whether economic, spiritual, physical, monetary, whatever it is. Those who prevent crimes are better off than those who actually pursue crimes and criminals. Good morning, Inside This Morning. Think which group you belong and which group you have always listened to. It is your decision to make where you choose to be. I'll be adding more account once again, the truth about the indigenous people of Nigeria, Africa continent, and the secretary of the indigenous people's government.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Amber. I listened to us on Inform Me Radio this morning, and this is our business and lifestyle program. Sharp, sharp, make our sister salute Una before we.
Sandy.
Is it?
I say, Madam Sandy.
Yes, so I dey greet you now, my people. Now, very good morning, and I welcome now to our program. This is a beautiful Tuesday morning. Like somebody said, the night was moist, or the night was wet.
Only God knows what happened for some places this morning, because the way when some people look enter inside. Oh man, if you can see her, come on.
Make we talk the truth. Is it only the real needs? Welcome back from rechargeable point.
Which am the rechargeable point? Come, we'll go talk some things off the mic this month. Because Ogadioma, I don't understand.
I'm in a very high spirit this morning.
Anyways. This now on our business and lifestyle program, Inform Me with Olayemi and Co. Oga Adeomo, thank you so much for that explanation where you give and information and encouragement and warning, because everything na total package now you just shared this morning. Yes, this morning. Yeah, this morning we won't talk about a stitch in time saves nine. And we won't use INEC as an example on a stitch in time saves nine. Because INEC, they do some wuru-wuru, especially the last election, and even the one where they do after the main election. I think that was which state they do election after?
Imo.
Was it Imo state? Anyway, yeah. We see the things where they do.
When they forbid Ajero, where?
No, where they for blend them. That was in the big.
Okay. Yeah.
That thing was initiation. beating. Anyway, election they come for Edo State. We don't first talk, we just talk and pass, say Edo State now the heartbeat of the nation, and there were going to be a lot of things to look out for. and how prepared are the people to get the right people to represent them for this coming election. Then a period day for people to choose who go be their parties to choose who go be their flag bearer, not be so na they talk am flag bearer, and then who go be the deputy. And we know waiting play along the way with some of the parties, how some people do anti-party, revealing who they truly are or were, as to say. Then yesterday, INEC bring out the list of the people where each of the party choose. And I noticed something about it. And I laugh. The Labour Party, I follow all the parties back to back, all the things where they do, and all that. I follow them back to back. I can't notice the list where they carry come out. Okay, at the list of somebody where the party don't already talk, say not be she be the deputy governor nominee abi, or where they choose to be the deputy governor. But that was the name.
Running mate.
So now the person name now they put, and you know how my antenna they rise when I see some kind of things like that. I say, okay, these people are set to go to court for Edo State. Mm. So now that if they allow this thing fly, so now go to court for Edo State. INEC don't do a lot of atrocities. They don't commit a lot of atrocities. And they have gone away with them. Because of that, they feel say they can do and undo. The people who are all day against Nigeria have been looking for different ways to set this country ablaze. What I'm seeing is, if INEC push this nonsense, where did they try push so, and say they not put the flag bearer where Labour Party officially choose and submit, then it means they have a plot to destabilize not just the state but the country. I know now the way where I see them be that the way where I see them. So now they make me talk, say a stitch in time saves nine. Would they always we get this I don't care attitude towards a lot of things is when things they go wrong. When we choose to keep quiet and when we choose to not react, that they see them as if that they in charge, that Odeshi, there is nothing the people can do about it. We need to send warning to the indigenous people of Nigeria that they are pushing, these wicked and unreasonable people are pushing to destabilize not just Edo State, but the country at large. This morning, I just reflect when police say, if you see something, say something. I lie. Now the reverse, now they mean. What thing they actually mean, we say, if you say something, if you see No. If you see
something, if you say something, you will see something.
That is what.
If you say something, you will see something.
That is what they actually mean. So, my brother.
But you not say. Nervous. You not say you. Be waiting there. I've been nervous because waiting then explain to Ross now. Say if you see something. Say something. Now, what in the English language where they understand? What if you say tell us with that? But you read me, you know, what you say, if you see something, say nothing.
No. Because if you say something, you see something. Now, what in the mean be that one?
If you see something, you go not talk. Because you go see something we talk later.
Okay.
And so it means if you see something, say nothing. If you don't say you don't want to see anything. Okay. If you don't say you don't go see anything, because if you talk and ESP will come meet you go see something. Mm-hmm. But by the time you see something and you say nothing, ESP will come. Now the tactics when they want to use for us. They forget saying that we make the English when they speak. Say something to your community. You're not going to see anything. You go see better thing. Not worry yourself. Because that fear, they don't use a report. Now, fear, they need a report the country now. They don't use, they cannot rob Nigeria. Even they don't try, they don't say, you know what? Not best, madam, they continue, Jerry.
No, I don't have finished. So, I see.
We understand the matter. We go dissect them from the application of the Holy Spirit
and then the political angle.
Let I look at something here. During election, political parties they always look for weaker parties to buy. Tough political parties, major political parties, they buy subsidiaries of political parties. When I say subsidiaries, forget about saying they see a lot of names, 17 political parties on INEC platform. Some have been bought already.
Mm-hmm.
Two things, now they make people contest election on political parties when they know so they don't get any polling unit. One, you contest. Because you think you are contesting on a particular platform, not because of saying you won't win the election, but you desire a recognition by the state actors. That is one. Two, you desire a merchant project. So people come to you to buy you. Once they buy you as a governorship candidate of a political party, they've already bought your party because your national and state escorts will be compensated to now use their name at the polling unit as for agent. That is the thing. That is one way to buy. And all this leads to what we call processes to rigging election. Two, when a particular political party that have been involved in a merchant project of cash outs from every election suddenly become another wing of challenge, waiting the other political party to do, now to seek to be very umpire, create a problem that will lead to that party having cases that cannot be resolved if the elections are over. That is one. Then, where does rigging of election begin? Where for the start? To rig election is not from the polling unit. You start with the election for my net office. When people they look at, you know, INEC have been deceiving Nigeria for a very long time, but this is one of the angle many of us should start considering things from. One, maybe know they look INEC as whatever they say, we will do this, Bivans is this, end server this, electronic transmission this. There is a lacuna that is not known to the public, that is known to major stakeholders. And that when that lacuna is there, you create opportunity for people who understand it and how to navigate it to have access to what they want. And then another thing you need to quickly look at is that
deliberately another political party who is considered to be a major actor in a state or in a local government or whatever can go to INEC, create, you know, make payment to create a problem in such a way that who they look at as a major force of challenge could start to solve a lot of problems, running out a lot of time until the main job is done. So, to win the election, you need the inside to be able to work with the outside to achieve the result of the inside announcing the outside winner. Take note of the statement, though. You need the insider to work, to make the outsider have access to the things that he needs to do to be able to get to that point where the insider will announce the outsider as the winner. Go and find out. Political parties always invite and pay INEC officials to come and give sensitization to all agents and their people. Do a silent, critical education and training for them so that some things, when they're not supposed to, when they're supposed to be get to the hands of people, is delivered at this point. Sometimes some forms are in the course of this matter transmitted silently and then mass produced in different local governments. So, like you just discussed, what is it that is actually going on here? You said the name of the lady that was used as a placeholder was not refused to be changed. However, when I look at it, because I'm going to make sure I balance this matter, mm-hmm. when I consider what is going on, the state level of the Labour Party said they transmitted papers as due by requested by INEC to do a replacement to the National Secretariat. And the National Secretariat ought to have made this submission. And at this point, they use the word glitch that Mahmood is always interested in doing. You know, you remember we have what we call at the presidential election, we have Mahmood glitch.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a glitch. Now, the glitch indirectly came from the National Secretariat, and the glitch was affecting the INEC. And so INEC had to go and place a name they ought not to place as the running mate of Olumide Akpata. Now, the issue here is this. The present sitting chairman of Labour Party, who was aware that there was a glitch, what was his effort to correct it? And so what are we looking at here? Very likely that the same man who is sitting in the helm of affair could suspectedly be working with an opposition to try the effort of even his own party. Because betrayal comes from the national to state before you can reflect in the local government.
Mm.
So, on this matter, I can tell you that even though I will not say 99%, but very likely that 85% of the problem is coming from the very national office. In fact, the sitting chairman, to make sure, you know, there is something I want you to look at here. People were looking at a particular candidate and running mate of a very serious state political party was running around to he was putting his leg here and at the same time putting his leg here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I don't intend to name, the guy is very good at buying political parties. And over the years, they've been buying Labour Party. This time around, the Labour Party refused to be bought by some candidates or some people who came into the project and not willing to. And don't forget that there is an influence of my person when some people, they always call of Akama, naive be this matter. So if my son is not with me, the person with me cannot replace my son. I want us to understand something. So, what is it you must do this time? Since we were buying both ends, and they both ends, we find out that this side is not actually going to lose this side. But since you are not willing to cooperate, buy you over, we can create a problem that you cannot go severe. And so, what I wish, and my advice to the standard flag bearer of Labour Party, sometimes even APC too can do it. All of these is at the party projects. So when you talk at the party, not be say, I've been member of Labour Party, go vote for APC, or I've been member of PDP, I can't go vote for AFP. That is not just anti-party. as the party is so classical that it's in different stages concerning the position we are holding. Even governors play at the party, for instance, during the period of Adams and Leo Somali in the office, and the former Udokebele Azikiwe Jonathan, who were at the point was considered to be Anibo, was considered to be Bayelsa, it was considered to be Ijaw, it was considered to be whatever. When he was going to contest his own election to make up the former one of 2 years, and then he's going to be four years, according to the arrangement they had in PDP, and the second part was dealt with by using his own money to campaign against him. Some of the southern governors, they all compromised. They were in a political thing that they were even governors in. They did what we call, this is our own vote. This is our own person. They all compromised and did their vote. So you can imagine that at that level, silent messages went out and just ran through. The then president, Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, won elections in Edo State and in all the, some states that were not even his own. I mean, that were not his own political party. He won them. But how come that the following election, the same political party that won, lost all seats? I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. So at this point, you realize that the party is at different level. So what is the present duty of Aburi? And what is he doing? Are you saying that when you knew Boris and there was a glitch, you forwarded something to INEC? INEC never wrote you a reply to tell you we got it, to have changed it. And you choose all this why? That it was between you.
Hello? Oh, no.
Hello? Can you drop me?
I can hear you now. But there was a break.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, if you write a forward a letter, that's an email or whatever, to do a replacement, and you did a submission, which, of course, we know when you do the online submission, you're supposed to do the physical submission.
Precisely.
If there was an online glitch as a soft copy, are you saying when you took the hard copy there? INEC didn't sign that they received and collected and they acknowledged. That is what I'm trying to say. If Abure, who ought to do the submission, never got a feedback from INEC that we have gotten it, and today INEC is placing on their X that it is still Olanyika, Abioluyinka, it means that there is a game going on between the INEC chairman and INEC. I mean, between Labour Party chairman and INEC. And Labour Party chairman
and
is whoever, trying to
the person where they...
Anyone who is influencing him. And don't forget that at this point, the guy is at the helm of affairs that two political parties need him the most. PDP will...
You want cash out. They want
and
cash out.
What do you call this person too?
APC. APPC. APPDP. Not the same thing.
Because of time, I won't talk. I am not condemning my neck, I am not exaggerating them. But I am saying that majorly the present Labour Party chairman is involved in a game that will be disastrous to the very membership of the Labour Party if quick actions is not taken, because for anybody to exonerate him at this point, because knowing too well that a replacement is too critical, what was it, no matter what him and NLC were going through, it was not supposed to have been left as if they never knew, until he will not be doing a fire brigade approach to create a lacuna for people to take it to court, so that when they eventually take it that it has expired before they speeded someone else, it will now be a game. Even if the man wins election, he has not won, because he contested an election without a running mate. Good morning.
Okay, Mr. President, sir, your analysis. Presido, are you there? From my end, they show say you do. Oh, from your end, the network never vanished.
Okay, wait at from my end, Teresa. Mr. President, please, are you still around? Because at times, me and him can hear each other, and any other person is not hearing us.
No,
are you still there?
Okay, all right. My people, now they listen to us on Informe Radio this morning, and this is our business and lifestyle program. We Waka is teaching time saves 9. Today, we discuss INEC and the game where that they like to play where to disenfranchise people and to scatter area. That na wetin INEC don dey known for. If you get papa, mama, pikin where they work for INEC, make you dey warn them, because a lot is taking place right now. And I see this move as a move to destabilize, to cause problems, not just in Edo State, but in the country. I talk am. I see it that way. Now with the talk, say, INEC, the last person where a particular party choose to be the running mate for the Labour Party candidate was changed some weeks ago with letters written and all that, but they bring out a final list yesterday, and now the woman where they remove, now the woman name still there for the list. What is going on? Mr. President, I wish you go fit join Madam Ikekwa.
Yes,
Ogadeomo, thank you. Say you talk am, you balance the distance. Say not be only the INEC get issue right now, that the Labour Party, especially the national chairman, could be the one where they used to destabilize. Where they won't use anyway. Investigations still they go on, sha, and people are on top of the matter as we they follow on top of the situation. Thank you.
I'll be under the situation. Which one?
I know. So, under the day, I've been on top.
As my brother they talk since, I just they carefully they listen, because like what we talk, say a station time saves nine. We discover say Labour Party na party when it be say a ring bear of recent for the last elections. A ring bear. Even people don't know about him. They can't get to know. Just because of one man where he stand out. The qualities of one man where he stand out. Because many people don't come out before. You know, ring bell like the way this one take ring bell. And many people don't know about the party. But because of one man, now he make the party ring bell. So don't even pick away the belle, know about the Labour Party. But now, with that bell where they ring, and what if people get to know about the Labour Party? With the bell where Labour Party ring, and as people get to know about Labour Party, they don't know Labour Party to be wuru-wuru party. As Labour Party take ring bear come out, people can't understand, say, parties there before, but this party not be wuru-wuru party.
Again.
Say the party, they stand for truth. Say they stand for truth. So, because of that, even those when not fair join them, can't join them, fight for them. Make sure say people not do them, not steal their mandate. Of course, when it happened. But for the all this information where can they come out so now when it be say they can't they play games with themselves. Not be with us, with themselves. They don't they play games with themselves. With the game changers. When be INEC. Because after people don't do finish, INEC will come carry with another result. Waka come out. Then people come to debate and say, go cut. Not be waiting, we see for a police center. We can't see
people
for.
People don't already talk, say INEC don't write results.
So you see what are they talk so? If this kind of thing they happen, the way they happen now, say, the Labour Party where we know when people don't say then trust, then this kind will rule call the come out for inside. Say person where they thought say they don't want again, they change them. Now INEC want carry names come out, the same person name come out. Now what it can happen? Now INEC they talk
the final say now this person they want, or now the party they conclude on their own say this now what they want. And we know say party not be one person, party not be two people. Now people they come together, come form party, and not be just one voice. Now plenty voice will come for agreement. Now they form party. And we know say even at the end of the day, those people when go come and say now this party, now I vote for, now this person now I vote for. Now because of say they decide to say I want follow this party, I like who they bring come out. But why people not understand say even small shit they spoil yash. Say this singular small mistake we don't already start. They never even start to error don't they come out. If it spoil the whole process. Because people don't already they see what they point finger now say this thing not be so it's supposed to be not. They never even start error don't they start with error. Presentation of list first. Error don't they. So where this matter the thing say go fit carry them waka go. We they say extinction time saves nine. To save the wahala we go come out after now. Now the beginning they're supposed to make sure say things go well instead of going wrong from beginning. Because the clock just started with the TSO. So if they leave this matter now, nobody do anything about them. Meaning say by the time we go talk of the election, the clock go tear and rag they will put for body. Now disgrace. Now go take come out. So what are they trying to talk? We say for this matter, so it no good say make people keep quiet. Oh, it no good say make we just quiet. Because if Labour Party no say what it then do, not be waiting the party as a body agree. Say now somebody they try to favor somebody. See, politics or leadership position, not be by person when I know it take the work. Not be by person when we give me something, now it take the work. Now who go fit do the thing? Now it take the work. What he make Labour Party first ring bell before? Because somebody come out when they say he sabi do this thing. We first know him. We want make it come out so that he go come do him again. That is why the party ring bell. But the same party when people don't already trust, believe, say yes, they not sabi wuru wuru. They don't start their game with wuru wuru. Meaning say they want do, they go also produce the same results when others when fail produce before. And the outcome now go be that. Because if party start with error, they start with error for their presentation. Meaning say they don't get anything where they want actually offer the people. Meaning say that they tell us they no go fit trust them again. Now so me they see the matter. Because anybody when they try to play games, when they try to rub hands with INEC, that person not genuine. Because INEC themselves not genuine. Any party where they try to rub hands with INEC, not genuine. Why I talk this matter? You no need to fight for somebody so that he go fit come out. Let the people decide who they want. Mona no they push somebody, they push and now go push out by fire by force. This person must come out. When the game fair play, the one where we walk up as so. When brother Obi come out, people. The guy no, he no push anything. He no share any money. He no buy anybody. But people say no, because of the report card but when he get. Because of the report card when he get, we go follow this person. But last time we discover say the whole result, can't carry name say na he come out, despite the fact say they not give him the position. So make nobody they fight for anybody to come out for anything. Let the people decide on their own. If somebody
they hear within your sister, they talk for goddamn. Mr. President, are you there?
Yes, so we know say yes for this part of our for our country here, even if people vote most times na ring they the ringer and the professionals now they will put them for their hand the INEC themselves when they tabi the ring the matter. So if INEC don't agree say now that person now they bring come out, meaning say like we always talk they don't already start the process of ringing because now they go bring our results. So no matter what it happen for what they call them voting centers now what the INEC talk say it happened. Now they go talk say now it happened because you know get people want to defend them. The ones who don't go court, we can't come out, we not see the head. Now wait till they talk. Now it's stand. So it good make people make it be say this kind of thing. You know, we not keep quiet when we see things like this. We need to talk and come out so that we go always get them right. Maybe wait till I get to talk for this matter.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, can you hear us now?
I can hear you. As soon as disconnect me, I call you wonder what I do. I never.
Will they call you sis now?
Now I never disconnect you.
I need to bring you back. And they call you make it sis. So yeah, go on.
Even when we had to do family and friend call to you, you say you will. And because it don't say where I disconnect you, I don't try to not connect. I call you see. What do I do? I next.
They don't monitor you.
Okay. All right.
I can't do that. Well, that did not come up my name for the lead. Is that the amount? You are very correct. if we understand, and Madam Sequoia is also very correct about some of the things, all the things we've been talked so far. You know, every opportunity to disqualify INEC through Labour Party or disqualify Labour Party. So I neck. Now the same thing. Nine be the plan for election. That's number one. Because the candidacy of that party is a strong entry, new entry to the political space. And it came with all a big weight. You know, now this country and this will not be meant for you. And I'm talking about the fourth generation. We're supposed to study history. They want to learn from the history. The fourth generation not knowing the history at all. The fifth generation not knowing anything called history. So let's not even discuss that generation is at risk of extinction. Anything they could use that kind of technology or anything, they go that backward integration. But God will help us bring them back. So the plan is take Labour Party out. No, nothing will be true. And because it will be three while I go this. So let also advise I make to say so the citizens are there most of it is enshrined in the Electoral Act. You see this drama that explains us. That makes me say to be just for an unjust or community or environment in itself, that act of being just in a very unjust environment is injustice. Today legal in an environment of illegality, is illegality. I'll give an example, very simple example. The Electoral Act has given some people strength who understand the act more than others because it's different between man and a fellow man. I understand it. If I understand the book past you, I go say, Oga, after I don't teach you, cover your book, make your friend not see him. I'm not going to tell you, say, help your friend pass. In this case, I think to a large extent, the NBA, they try, but the politicking of the entire process, which involves foresight, you know, if anybody say politicians not get foresight, they get. If they very negative, but they get. Foresight, not foresight. They see 20 years to come on their dubious act. Where others not the see. They get very good foresight, but it be self-centering. Nine maker, not good for community development. So they get foresight. The fight after this one, where I expect Labour Party go, because make Labour Party not make that mistake, they go court of, that would be the end. And make them not fire. Because he's to get out, so always go court, go challenge, I make.
Nothing.
Now after 4 years,
nothing.
Then they say, what did they say they even said to the collector come and see it? So now they say, when Peter Obi lose the election, I vote for our way. Because when people say, let us sanitize the economy, that's what says they mean. We could follow the increase, decrease. And in the process of creating the crisis, bring about our own culture.
Mr. President, now what can I fear? But I will say that crazy craze fee happen with this particular election. And it not
no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's not going to happen because, see, now let me say we need to understand the environment, we the current environment. Politics, it is more current than social media. But many people don't know the currency of politics. Politics get two different currencies. One are the money we know. Two, now the competencies of the atrocities of individuals. We make up different political parties, which I call consultants in political parties. Once you understand these two things, then you day tandem, you day trendy of within the politics. With every year of politics, new consultants they emerge. It no matter the political party where they did before. They can always cross carpet to another political party. No fighting will happen for this election. Let me tell you.
Okay.
They will not fight anything. Because now, let me explain what you need to know. The reason, and one of the primary reasons, where the federal government don't wake up the sleeping EACC, where don't they cause fear for wedding ceremony on Saturday and traditional wedding on Friday or something, whichever the place is. It's not because they want you to wake up. Why they don't wake up the CPC? Why they don't wake up other agencies? Now, primary for election. To tell people that these people are not asleep. DSS is working. See, in this government, if they catch you, whether SSS or this or whichever group catch you, your story will be after election. So political class, political actors already know. I expect that they should know. But in case they don't know, they hear me and make them know. Because if they catch Olumide Apata for making any inciting statement at all, say the mistake invite them, now they go there. It doesn't matter the kind of opera which will happen for the country. Because the days of running dictatorial politics is now. Some days ago, ex-military officers, ex-military head of state, met with some people and they disagreed. You know what I mean? They disagreed on policing, state police. They disagreed vehemently on it. That will give you a guide that state policing will happen in some states, not going to happen in some states. I just give background. So, in the one Mr. Demotok is very correct. I want to advise the Labour Party particularly because they tend to understand, but they don't understand clearly. I talk at that time, say, if they go police unit, in another state, they know the rig election for police unit. But now, that the new election rigging post be that, because they know social media, they capture things. So the earlier they can rig it at the unit, the better. That's part one. Part two, where the number of the police unit not match up with the majority across the state where they want, then they need to bring in results to match up that majority. Because election not be about the numbers alone, not about the majority. Before the Electoral Act, you must win two-third. They calculate those things. Then the party we want image must make the margin large. They know they make mistakes. The independent party, as I speak to you, is working to say that the difference between first and second is like heaven and earth. So this as simple as it is, it is paramount in their mind, they must deliver on it. That one and one. The second part, they say, the oppositions, they calculate, they make we just capture power. Make I explain. The opposition can win the election and can be disqualified when they get to court. They go say, I ain't win the election, no. But they will disqualify the person.
Now, waiting me, they feel, say, that they work towards, without waiting, the National Labour Party leader agree with the others. Now, where are they see that? Anyway, we will continue this topic to give advice, our final advice tomorrow. So we need to walk away right now.
Okay, I don't work out. Though I don't work out before, I don't work out fully now. My name is Alda Moses. My good morning.
Okay.
Amber. As I share the grace, I want to say, being afraid of what evil men would do will always make them capture you the more. Exactly. But the ability to help deflate the fear and resist the evil will eventually create a strength, and that is what brings us to do. You are welcome to the new age. Abi Ademo Akao, it's Talotino.
All right.
Before.
Well, my people, I don't hear what we talk this morning. I dey always talk and say, now which person come out eye, now he make do pass him. Because we don't come out eye for the things when actually they affect us, when consign us in terms of politics too long for this country. But as time they change, our eyes they open. Because the more we look, the more we they see. Our eyes not blind again, not be the less we see, the more we they see. So the more we see, the more we they act to effect change on politics matter for our Obodo, Nigeria. My name is Sandra Ikeko Nagoya from us again.
All right, there is indigenous people of Nigeria, especially those waiting for Edo State. People can wake up, wanna shine in our eye, and be ready. Edo State is the heartbeat of the nation. So everybody wants the heartbeat, so that the heartbeat they make. Information on our here and use, and be the power on our get to take a move for the situation on our find on ourselves now, and even the ones where they plan ahead, they wait for now. My name now, Olayemi, I salute you now.